This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Wanda Sykes.
For day two of hosting The Daily Show. I thought we covered all the news yesterday, but turns out there's more. So let's get to it. Our first story, the 2023 Oscar nominations were announced this morning. Yeah. And if you're wondering how they picked the nominees this year, they basically just went, let's see, who's not gonna slap nobody? That's my pick. Now, as usual, there was good news and bad news. Good news, Michelle Yeoh became the first Asian woman nominated for Best Actress. But bad news, no women were nominated for Best Director. But remember, they gave it to Jane Campion last year. So I guess this year they thought, that should hold you broads for the next 50 years. And personally, I'm a big Woody Harrelson fan, so I was happy to see some nominations for Triangle of Sadness. Yeah. Which is not just a good movie, it's also what Mike Pence calls a vagina. But speaking of Mike Pence, guess what they just found at his house? Yes, classified documents. Yes, him too. First Trump, then Biden, now Mike Pence. You know, at some point, the FBI is just gonna have to be like, okay, I'm gonna close my eyes and count to 10. And if there are classified documents on this table when I open them, no one gets in trouble. Let's move on to news out of Washington, to the biggest crisis the country is facing right now.
Finally, there's something that Republicans and Democrats seem united on, and it's this, the Taylor Swift ticket fiasco. Today on Capitol Hill, senators held a hearing to examine the lack of competition in the ticketing industry.
The bipartisan hearing comes in the wake of a technology breakdown on the Ticketmaster website during the presale for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. Superfans, known as Swifties, faced hours-long wait times and website crashes.
I just really wanted to see Taylor.
I'm not getting tickets.
Shame on you, Ticketmaster. Look what you did to these emotional young people. Hey, you know what? It's about time someone held Ticketmaster accountable, and the Swifties are the only ones who can get this done. They're the most politically organized group in America. Yeah. It goes Swifties, the Teamsters, and somewhere way all the way down the list is the Democrats. You know, these hearings are so popular, I bet Ticketmaster screwed up tickets to that, too. You got kids outside crying, I'm the city's biggest fan! I just wanted to see Dick Durbin! But ultimately, there's only one way to fix this problem. Get rid of online ticket sales. Go back to waiting online in person, out in the cold. Make people earn that shit like we used to. You're not a real fan unless getting a ticket gave you hypothermia. Hey, I almost lost 2 toes just to see Johnny Gill. And I'll do it again, damn it. And finally, Ticketmaster isn't the only company that needs to make some changes. Down in Florida, Disney World is bringing one of its most popular rides into the present day.
Well, a Disney ride that many people experienced as a kid is no more. Yeah. Disney World in Florida has officially closed. Splash Mountain and Disneyland in California will be following suit.
Splash Mountain features characters from the 1946 Disney film Song of the South, which critics say portrays racial stereotypes. Splash Mountain will be turned into a new ride based on the 2009 animated film The Princess and the Frog, which features Tiana, Disney's first black princess.
Yeah, that's right. Disney says it's going to get rid of Zippity-Doo-Dah and turn it into a ride about the princess and the frog. You know they're just gonna keep the song, though, right? They're just gonna change the lyrics. She's a black princess, now she's a black frog. I mean, I appreciate the effort from Disney, but you're gonna make the black ride the one where we get our hair wet? That's just more racist than before. So for more on this controversy, we go to Roy Wood Jr., who is live.
Yes. What's up, Wanda?
Roy, you're at ground zero of this controversy. How are people feeling about these changes?
Oh, Wanda, these changes are long overdue. All that racism was ruined in the simple pleasure of Splash Mountain, which is to fall into a giant pool of piss. But if you ask me, this doesn't go far enough. We need Disney World to close more rides, like them damn mad teacups. Close them teacups.
Why? Is that ride racist too?
Nah, but when I was 8, I got on that ride and threw up on my crush, ruined Stephanie's dress. Reese's Pieces all over the place, everywhere. You know that ride, the teacup be spinning. I was like a vomit sprinkler. I'm sorry, Stephanie. I'm so sorry.
Roy, nobody gives a shit about your digestive system. You know, we're just glad Disney is trying to remove racism from its parks.
With all due respect, Wanda, I disagree. I don't think we should be removing the racism from the rides. In fact, we should be adding racism.
Why in the hell would we want to add racism into Disney World?
Because Disney World might be the only place left in Florida where kids can learn about racism. It's the last place. You see what DeSantis is doing down here? DeSantis taking black history out of the schools, cracking down on AP classes. Pretty soon, he gonna ban the word black. We're gonna have to start saying super gray or dark white or something.
See what you're saying. The kids come in for the fun, and then we sneak in the education.
Exactly. That's what we do. Sneak it in. Like, you know those bumper cars they got in Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland got them bumper cars, right? Add some cops in there pulling black people over to teach the kids about traffic stops. What you mean I was driving recklessly, sir? This is a bumper car. And don't tell me my tail light was out. There is no tail light. Mama!
Well, you know what? You might be on to something, Roy.
I'm telling you, Wanda, we put a little racism into these rides, the kids are gonna learn. And you know what? You know how they do that? They do that parade down at Disney, all the Disney characters, and that's fun for everybody. Set the parade in Selma. walk Mickey Mouse and them across that Edmund Pettus Bridge with Buzz Lightyear on the other side, waiting to beat their asses to infinity and beyond. That's better than any textbook.
I mean, damn, Roy, I mean, this is getting a little harsh, right?
What they done to us was harsh, Wanda. I'm being fair. Oh, oh, how about this? You know what? You know what? You know they got Main Street USA down there, right? It's a beautiful collection of shops and successful businesses, and they're bustling and doing well. And
uh-oh, I see where this is going.
Bomb that shit just like they did Black Wall Street in Tulsa. People need to know the truth about this shit, Wanda.
I think bombing people is a bit much for an amusement park.
You're entitled to your opinion. Last idea. Last idea. Epcot Center. Epcot Center should be whites only.
What's that gonna teach them?
It don't teach them nothing. Epcot just boring as hell, and I don't wanna go. It's just a big-ass golf ball with an elevator. Listen, Wanda, I gotta roll. I'm up next for the teacups, and I got something to prove. Stephanie, if you're watching this, my stomach is strong. I'm a man now. I can eat this food and still ride the ride. I won't vomit on you, Stephanie. Please hit my DMs. Come on. Shoot me a DM,
Roy.
Stephanie.
Oh, Lord. Junior, everybody. All right, when we come back, we'll find out what's going on with George Santos and his life.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Tell you, it's been a bad week for George Santos. Or as he calls it, a good week. He's already been caught in like 50 lies. He lied about his career, he lied about his name, he lied about running a pet charity, and now he's getting caught in a new lie.
According to an ex-friend of George Santos's from Brazil, the openly gay New York congressman used to perform in drag back in the day and even had his own drag queen persona named Kitara.
Photos and video reveal that Santos performed in drag several times over at least 3 years, despite his claim that it was something he did just once for fun.
Congressman, were you ever a drag queen in Brazil?
No, I was not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
Sue me for having a life? No, man, we should sue you for lying. Yeah. the drag queen part is pretty cool. I like Katara. Katara, you stay. George Santos, sashay away. Now, with all these lies, it's no surprise that 59% of New Yorkers want him to resign. But that does raise the question, how could it only be 59%? Who are the people who don't want him to resign? Well, lucky for us, they just released an ad.
You've probably been hearing a lot in the media about our new congressman, George Santos. But now it's time that you hear from us, the people who voted for him.
We here in New York's 3rd District voted for Congressman Santos because he's a fighter. And not just as a politician, but as a boxer who beat Muhammad Ali in 1972. It's a great fight.
Come on, Tommy! I stand with George Santos because when my apartment building was collapsing, he held it up with one arm.
I support George Santos because, simply put, he's a war hero. Also invented the window.
I'm voting for Santos because he cares about seniors. And as an 87-year-old woman, that's important to me.
I stand with the brother George Santos because he invented the cure for COVID. Just wish he had done it before I died from it.
I stand with Santos. Yep, even me. Academy Award winner Morgan Freeman.
As a Christian woman who's never had sex because I'm saving myself for marriage, I know George Santos shares my values.
Why do I support George Santos? Because we're both proudly Jewish. Jew-ish.
I stand with George Santos. Now watch me eat this meatball sandwich.
I stand with George Santos, who's Anthony DeVolder.
I stand with Anthony Santos DeVolder.
I stand with George Santos.
I stand with George Costanza.
Anthony DeVito?
George Michael.
John Stamos.
Whatever his name may be. I'm with him.
Can I call him Rick? I want to say Rick. I stand with Rick.
Y'all know who he is.
Paid for with money you sent to a dying dog, probably.
All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, the renowned feminist Katha Pollitt will be joining me on the show. So don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an award-winning columnist for The Nation. She's written a number of books, including Pro, Reclaiming Abortion Rights. She's here to talk about abortion politics and the fight for women's rights. Please welcome Katha Pollitt. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Wanda.
Appreciate it. So, you've been an abortion rights advocate for, you know, decades, and it seems like we keep having this same debate for, like, over 50 years. So, how has it, is it changed any, or is it the same conversation?
That question makes me feel very old. but I think the conversation has been stuck in several ways. And one way I want to mention is that a lot of people have voted anti-abortion legislation because they thought it would never happen. So they would vote in state legislatures for these wild things, thinking, well, Roe is there. It's not going to be so crazy. But now it is. So they're thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? At least some of them are. But I think the other thing is that Dobbs, which overthrew Roe, has woken up pro-choicers in the most and women who maybe didn't know they were pro-choice mm-hmm. in the most amazing way. It was very important in the last election, in several races. Mm-hmm.
And abortion rights won in those elections.
Yes, yeah. It did. And what's especially interesting is that there were six states in which there was anti-abortion stuff on the ballot. Mm-hmm. It went down in every case, including in Kansas, in very, very red Kansas and very, very red Kentucky. So that tells you something. It tells you people aren't really down with the idea of banning all abortion and making women suffer.
Okay. But that's... It's interesting what you said at first is like they didn't really want it to happen at first. It was just kind of like performative. It was just like, yeah. Hey, let's put this out there and it'll draw the other people in to vote for us so we can pass more things that's like about like taxes and stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It is. It's like a signal that, you know, I'm a good Christian. But in real life, it served other purposes as well. Of just being very, very reactionary mm-hmm. on a whole range of issues.
Okay. And now, in the terminology that they use, it's like scare tactics, like, you know, like partial birth abortion and abortion doctors. Like, no one goes to college and go, you know, what you gonna be? I'm gonna be a cardiologist. What you doing? Ooh, I don't know. I think I'm gonna work with feet. What about you? Abortions. That's all I'm doing. Just abortions. I mean, it's... There's no such thing as, like, an abortion doctor.
They used to call them abortionists.
Okay.
So that's, like, really not a real
right,
doctor. You don't want to go to an abortionist.
Right.
Abortion doctor is a demeaning term. OBGYN is a good term. Providing care for women is a good way to put it.
Right.
And it's all intended to make it seem as though abortion is not part of healthcare. And the very important thing that everybody has to think about is abortion is part of healthcare.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad you're saying that, to hear that young women are active and they're voting, because we need them. Because, you know, the House Majority Leader, Steve Scalise, said that Roe's reversal, and this is a quote, he said, only the first phase in the battle. Now the next phase begins. Like, what is that next phase? What, you know, what do you think that means?
I think it means contraception, going after contraception. That, you know, there are right-to-lifers who believe that the birth control pill is what they call a chemical abortion. They think the morning-after pill, which you take to prevent a pregnancy, is actually an abortion. They think the IUD is an abortion. It's like, it's in there. It's performing abortions every day. they have their own facts. And I think that we're already seeing that contraception, which should be part of the, you know, if you're against abortion, you should be in favor of contraception because that will prevent.
Right.
But we're already seeing moves to make contraception harder to get.
So they have no idea how a woman's body works.
That's so true. There was recently a state legislator in a very red state of Idaho or Utah, I think, and he said, I raise cattle. I know all about what goes on. And I've walked behind cows. And I'm thinking, so you've looked up a cow's behind and you think you understand what happens with women. I mean, how crazy is that?
Oh,
I know.
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying. It is.
It's such a polarizing issue. How do we change minds? How do we, you know, sway them? Or is it education? Or is it like a personal experience? What is it?
Well, I think it's all those things. Mm-hmm. I think personal experience. If people know someone who's had an abortion, they start to think differently. And there's actually a sociological study that shows this by a sociologist named Sarah Cowan, who found out that even very, very anti-abortion people, if it's someone in their family, if it's a friend, they'll be kind a lot of the time. They might even drive that person to the clinic, even if they think it's the wrong thing to do, because they can relate on a human level to the difficult situations that women who have abortions are often in, involving poverty and abuse and health problems, all kinds of stuff, having other things that they really want to do in their life, like hold a job, go to college, all that. So people are not as evil as they seem. People are not as evil as they seem. That's my mantra.
That's a good mantra. I hope you're right. You mentioned poverty. Isn't that who it is going to affect and hurt the most?
Yes. This is so terrible that people don't know this. That when I was on tour for my book, I found the two most important things to tell people that really, I think, do have power to affect how people think is this. One is that about half the women who have abortions are poor. They live at or below the poverty level. And that shows you how difficult their lives are. The other, which is fascinating, is that 60% of women who have abortions are already mothers. So wow. There goes the stereotype of, oh, she's just a young slut out to have fun, or she's a child-hating career woman. Those mm-hmm. are the two big stereotypes. But neither of them are true, and you can explain that to people.
Yeah, it's like she has kids and knows, I got enough.
Yeah.
This is enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe if they, like, create an abortion pill that also heals erectile dysfunction or something. You know, making a two for one.
Yeah, yeah.
A little something for you, a little something for them.
Yeah.
And the guys will be happy about it. You won't have any problem getting access to it then.
I think we need a chemist who gets to work on that right away.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Reclaiming Abortion Rights is available now. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting Ruth Ellis Center in Detroit. They have been serving LGBTQ plus young people experiencing homelessness for more than 2 decades. They currently provide housing, health care, a food pantry, a drop-in center, and more. If you can, please support them and their work at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.